The national commemoration of Sarasota's Patriot Plaza will take place tomorrow. The plaza includes a 2,800-seat amphitheater and art installation. It was built to honor veterans and their families at Sarasota National Cemetery. Keynote speaker is best-selling author Wes Moore, a former paratrooper and veteran of the war in Afghanistan. For WSS Veterans Coming Home Project, Bobby O'Brien caught up with Moore, who spoke about today's veteran and the challenges of making the transition to civilian life.
The Other Wes Moore is the title of former Army Captain Wes Moore's book. He wrote it after discovering another young man by the same name, from the same city, with a similar background, and about the same age. But instead of receiving a Rhodes Scholarship like he did, the other Wes Moore was sentenced to life for murder. So he wanted to know why their lives were so divergent.
The military for me was a remarkable experience. I grew in the military. It helped to change me, shape me, and help me immeasurably. Some of my fondest memories of my life thus far have been not when I was wearing a suit or wearing jeans, but when I was wearing, you know, the uniform of the United States of America.
Curiosity led the decorated combat veteran and White House fellow to reach out to his doppelganger. Their correspondence became the backbone for his book. Moore says the best way to honor veterans is to do the same thing. Ask about their individual stories.
Oftentimes what ends up happening is, in a fear of saying something incorrect, you then end up saying nothing. No conversation at all takes place. But the interpretation amongst the veterans community when that happens is that you don't care.
And that's why he became executive producer of the PBS series Coming Back with Wes Moore, to tell some of those stories of struggle and success as wounded veterans work to find a new mission in civilian life.
I started playing softball with other combat wounded amputees, and I loved it. Being able to see the guys with amputations that were maybe a year ahead of me, seeing what they could do, that just drove me, man.
To be part of something bigger than yourself often means fighting through physical pain and emotional setbacks. But that's what warriors do. It is what makes us different.
Not only are they different, Moore says, today's veterans want to make a difference.
We believe that we have a lot to contribute. We believe that oftentimes people look at the veteran community as if we're challenges or as if we're things that need to be solved. And I just think that we look at ourselves very differently. We really do look at ourselves as assets that need to be leveraged.
So Moore is working to find better ways to utilize veterans' talents and for people to understand the complexities of a veteran re-entering civilian life.
What happens in the first weeks, in the first months, in the first years? Oftentimes, I feel like the conversation will delve into one of two categories. It delves into everything is fine and there's nothing to see here, or everything is horrible. And I feel like that was not a fair interpretation of where we are and where our veteran population is.
He says the key is to not have a preconceived idea about today's veteran, because everyone is different with different experiences. And the best way to honor veterans is to honor their distinctions. That's one of the reasons why Moore says he's honored to be the keynote speaker for the Patriot Plaza National Commemoration. The artwork there triggers an emotional response that's different for every individual.
For example, when you watch the soldiers sitting by themselves on a ramp plane getting ready to either deploy or redeploy, you remember those moments in your own life. You remember those times and what that feeling was like. And I think that one of the beautiful things about what they've been able to do in Sarasota, and the beautiful thing about art as a whole, is it just helps you to feel like you're not as alone.
Moore won't be alone at the Patriot Plaza ceremony. There's room for 2,800 people in the amphitheater at the Sarasota National Cemetery. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.
That ceremony takes place at 2 tomorrow afternoon. It's free and open to the public, and you can register for the Veterans Legacy Summit at WUSFnews.org. WUSF Veterans Coming Home Project is made possible by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.